Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, December 8, 2016. With me today, Dave Hamilton. How's it going, Dave?
It goes. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And I promised everyone Kelly would be back today. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am good. And twice in 1 week, I feel special.
I know.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Yesterday, we got all wrapped up in our topics, and we never got to the other thing that I had really wanted to get into. So that's our topic for today. And here's the deal. Kelly, you are the person you were my enabler, Kelly. That's what it comes to.
I absolutely am.
And you were ultimately the reason I finally broke down and bought a Wemo switch. And that was the beginning of my deep spiral into smart home automation and Internet of Things. And so now here we are a couple years later, and my place looks like something out of Star Wars because, you know, it's all the cobbled together stuff. And you have continued down the path of home automation and mm-hmm. Internet of Things. And you have a special place in your heart for the holidays.
And you do indeed.
And you have done a mashup of holidays and smart home.
Yes, I have a holiday of things at my house.
And Dave, I know that you have made the deep dive into smart home technology as well. And you get into the holidays. I figured between the three of us, we're going to have a few things to say about putting our holidays and our smart homes in the same basket.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Could you mix one more metaphor in there for us, please, Jeff?
Give me a minute, and I bet I can. Just so you know, I had to really push to get all the way through that.
That was awesome.
All right. Impressed.
We should start with Kelly, Jeff.
Yeah,
Kelly,
we should.
Because you're the craziest, I think, of all of us. But we may levy that judgment elsewhere by the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kelly as the craziest of all of us, but saying that with love.
Right. Oh, well, naturally, yes.
Well, so here's the thing is that a couple of years ago, honestly, this came out of not really boredom, but sort of... and not even really necessity either. It was kind of the opposite. We had three Wemo switches, which is what you call the thing that you plug stuff into from Wemo. I don't know why it's called a switch. It's actually an outlet. But I had this Wemo outlet that I wasn't using for anything. And like it, you know, we moved some furniture around and had this extra one because we used to use it to turn on a lamp. And now the lamp was on a switched outlet. So I had this extra one. What do I do with it? So I figured out, oh, I can plug it into the Christmas lights and then I can run the Christmas lights from my phone. And then I got this email that was like, you can do all this cool Wemo stuff with if this, then that, the IFT service. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at what you could do with the IFT service, and one of the things that came together for me was this sort of came together with Siri at about the same time as the IFT stuff was happening. And so Steve Sandy at Apple, who's at Apple World Today now, we were both at Tuah together years ago. He had a tip where you set up a contact in your phone as Santa, and then you could text Santa, and Santa would turn on your Christmas lights. So I leveled that up, and I hooked it up, because you do. So I hooked that IFT up to Siri by saying, hey, tell Santa to turn on my Christmas lights. And behind the scenes, Siri sends a text message to If This Then That, and my Christmas lights come on. It's awesome.
So this is, okay, so there's a million things I want to ask you about here. Mm-hmm. Would Siri work with your switched outlets, because to now mash up the mm-hmm. the product names there, but that's what they are, right? They're switched outlets, yeah, usually. And often some of these outlets are dimmable switched outlets. So you can set them to be not just on or off, but at some power level in between.
Right.
Would Siri talk to your switched outlets if you didn't have this IFT trigger set up?
Siri will not, but that I know of, because yeah, I don't know anything about the Wemos and HomeKit, but right, I know that Alexa can.
Right. Oh, right. Of course. Because Alexa is so much better than Siri at this stuff. And I mm-hmm, say that because I've tried both. And
As have I.
Yeah.
We've all been down that road of like, Apple, are you ever going to do this? And then yeah, Apple doesn't. And then we all kind of go, well, there's a deal on an Echo right now. And then we bought one. And like, it's like I told you guys yesterday, it's like the most exciting, boring review ever. Like anytime I ask her to do stuff, she just does it.
She just does it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, particularly with the smart home stuff, that's a good one. So,
well, yeah, I don't want to derail us because I hate to take over for you, Jeff. I apologize. You were out for like 5 days and I hosted the show. And so now I just fell back into host mode. My apologies. Well,
I interpret it as you were really interested in what Kelly was doing and had questions.
I do.
And if I felt you're trying to steal the show from me, don't worry. I'll take you out at the knees.
You just mute me. That's right. Yeah.
So, here's the trick that makes mine sort of cool.
Yeah, I want to come back to this Alexa thing because of how much better it is than Siri.
Yeah, we'll be coming back to Alexa. Yeah. Okay. Don't you worry, Dave.
Okay, great.
So here's the thing is that it's the semantics that make it fun. So there's a little video that I posted in the tip that Jeff's going to put in the show notes that I wrote up for Mac Observer. Because you can say to Siri, tell Santa to... And Siri interprets that as I'm going to send a text message to the contact in your list named Santa.
Oh, that's how you're hacking this. Okay.
That's the magic.
So that's what I was questioning is yeah, how did you get Siri to talk to IFT and you did it by way of a text message?
Yeah. So
that's brilliant.
The really boring part of this is what I'm doing is using voice commands to tell my phone to send a text to IFT. When IFT receives that text, it turns on the Wemo outlet.
This isn't even HomeKit. This is just Siri on your phone texting a thing that does another thing that does another thing. And so that's the trigger.
Right. But the magic is that you get to say that. So when the wee ones are in the vicinity and you go to your phone and say, tell Santa to turn on my Christmas lights, you look awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I like this. See, that right there is far more useful to more people than HomeKit ever will be.
Right.
Yes.
Because it works with anything, because you can break out of the very closed HomeKit ecosphere very simply just by texting IFT and naming it whatever you want.
Right. So that's the secret, is that so when you set up the recipe, if this then that gives you a phone number, this is the phone number you need to send your text messages to. And it's all free. This is the thing. If you pay for text messages, then you have to pay for that. You have to pay for the text messages. Sure. But otherwise, it doesn't cost anything to sign up for IFT. It doesn't cost anything to use an IFT recipe. And, you know, you do have to buy a Wemo switch, but it doesn't cost anything to use that service to turn it on and off. So the secret is you add... And you can do this for any text message. So this is everybody's pro tip for today. Tell Jeff I will be 10 minutes late for the show. And if you have one Jeff with one phone number, then Siri will just do what you want. Otherwise, Siri will ask you what Jeff or what phone number.
You got to dig a little deeper.
But how many Santa contacts do you really have in your phone? So just set it up as Santa. And the flip side to this is that the other 11 months of the year, I get text messages from Santa that say Apple has published a new press release because I use that IFT recipe too.
Oh, that's really funny.
That's funny.
So
now you could go one more step, because I always call the FedEx driver Santa, because or she is always bringing me stuff. So you could have it so that you get text from Santa that a FedEx is on its way.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. See, and that would be awesome as well. And now, because you can use Siri even on your watch, you can do this from your arm.
Yes.
So
I like the way you roll.
So like I use the other nice thing about Wemo is that, like I said before, it does work really, really well with Amazon with the Echo. So I'm trying to make sure I don't trigger anybody's if they're, you know, listening to the show somewhere where their Amazon stuff can hear them. If you spend a little bit of time in the official Wemo app and name your Wemo units, then you can tell your Echo to do stuff with them. So like I have a Wemo Insight that I have my hot water boiler plugged into. And so, and it's on in the kitchen, which is on a different floor of the house than the office is. So the office is much closer to the Echo. So I can tell my Echo to turn on the water boiler and then it does it. And then when I go upstairs later to make tea, the water's already hot.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So you're really smooth with the Echo. Like I don't have to try there. I didn't really have to try. I just had to spend a minute in the app to set it up and let it know that I had Wemos and here's what their names are. And now it does it.
And now it does. And that was the thing. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You have yet another Echo Dot that will arrive at your house on Saturday. We've given them to everybody on the TMO staff.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I tell you that story so that I can tell you this next story. We sent one to John Braun, too, and he got his yesterday. And he sent me an email, or he posted something. Maybe it was on Facebook or whatever.
It was either Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. And so he posted something, and he said, I set this thing up. Within 5 minutes, he had it controlling his Wink lights, which have been discontinued, right? You know,
yeah.
And Siri / HomeKit will never even touch these things.
No.
Right. And within 5 minutes of opening the box of his Echo Dot, he not only had the Dot set up and attached to his account, which when someone gifts you one, it's not automatically attached to your account. So he had to go through that process, as you will. And then still clock's ticking, you know, added his Wink switches and or light bulbs, and now can control those with his Dot. And his comment was, Apple, why don't you do this? And it's because Apple believes in a it's an interesting model for security, right? They want and have the connections between your iPhone and HomeKit devices are insanely secure.
Right.
It's like the biggest security on the planet. It's this, 3,000 bit key and, or 3,000 byte key, I should say. And then it's exchanged using this elliptical curve thing that changes. And so even like the key exchange is this massively complex algorithm that effectively can't be hacked, but it requires all vendors to actively support this. And for some of them, it meant beefing up their CPUs so that they could actually do this. Whereas the Amazon platform, the Echo platform, is just, it just works with whatever exists and whatever level of security your other thing has, that's the level of security it uses. And, and so it makes it so that, like John Braun, you know, I've had, these lamp link switches. Okay. They're the same. They perform lamp the same function. Right. So these things are old, like 10 years old. I've got three of them and they're switched outlets, right? That that can be dimmed. And then to control them, I got they're in the Insteon system. And so my Insteon bridge is actually a USB to Insteon, which is power. You plug it into your outlet. Insteon. Yeah. Yep. And so I don't have a Wi-Fi to Insteon bridge. I have a USB to Insteon bridge, which means it needs to be plugged into my Mac.
Yeah.
And so in order for these things to work, and I only use them this time of year. So I, for a month, I leave a Mac online you know, awake all the time.
Yeah.
And the Instagram bridge is plugged in, and I run an app called Indigo from indigodomo.com. They're Indigo Domotics. I think Perceptive Automation is the name of the company. We'll put a link in the show notes. And that app lets me connect to the bridge, which then connects to the three outlets. And so I have really, I've only in the past ever used one outlet for my Christmas lights, and I just call it Santa, which turns on the lights. So I can now say to my Echo, turn on Santa, and boom, both Santas in the yard light up. But I did just order some of those whole house lasers from Monoprice.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll be here Saturday. So I've already set up the switch for them so that I can say to the Echo, turn on the lasers, because the lasers, right? You got lasers.
That's awesome.
But again, like, these devices are so old that there's just no way that HomeKit, even though the control app is running on my Mac, it's still not going to talk to these. And yet, to set it up with Alexa, actually, I had, sorry, everyone, that I just said the naughty word. If you already have one of these, my apologies. But to set it up, there is a Alexa to Philips Hue bridge.
I was just going to talk about that.
That I installed as a plug-in into this Indigo thing so that it exposes the lamp link stuff as Hue bulbs. And so the Echo picks it up as a Hue bulb, which it already knows about, and then it just all works.
That's awesome.
There's another thing. Yeah. For people who want a project, there's another HueBridge project on GitHub that is available that will make, and I don't remember all of the details of it because I'm still on the stage of getting it up and running. There's a thing that you can install on a Raspberry Pi.
Yep.
And when your Amazon unit sees it, your Amazon unit sees a Hue bridge, which allows you to talk to it. And then your air quote Hue bridge has all these air quote lights installed that are things like your thermostat that isn't Nest, but you can still address via Wi-Fi. And
so this is separate from Homebridge, right?
Oh, yes. So Homebridge is a similar type of thing, but for HomeKit.
Yeah.
So you can use this open source thing called Homebridge to control things like your Nest thermostat.
Or my Wemo switches.
Or your Wemo switches with HomeKit, aka Siri.
Yeah.
But again, you've got to have that running on a Mac.
I have it on a Raspberry Pi.
You can run it on your Synology, whatever. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So what happens is, for me, the reason this is useful is because one of the things that you can do with this is the home automation brain at my house is called Vera, and it's from a company called Mi Casa Verde. And so this if I can get this set up, then it allows me to tell my Amazon unit whatever, anything that I have configured to run with Vera, it will run because it's going to say, oh, I need to go air quote, turn on this light, and the Hue bridge, the Raspberry Pi will go, oh, what you actually mean to do is adjust this other thing that Alexa doesn't support yet. Damn it. I did it. Oh, and then I swore.
You're just breaking all kinds of rules.
Man.
All the rules.
It's usually okay. Martellaro.
I know. Yeah, we have a word for him too that I can't say here. So the thing that's cool about it is that you can set this up and then so if you have a bridge that isn't supported by other stuff or that your Amazon unit doesn't know about yet, then you can tell it to address all of these other things pretty easily once you get the thing set up. And my problem is that I have a really old Raspberry Pi and I think I need to just pull the trigger on a new one. But anyway, there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do with the Christmas things. Another easy thing that I'm going to tell you about is, first of all, a Wemo outlet is about $40. I looked them up yesterday. It's about $40, but Home Depot has a 2-pack of them for $67. So you can get them a little bit cheaper if you buy a couple. Also, if you go to Home Depot, because I haven't seen them anyplace else, they sell a GE sort of extender, and it like one end of it is a 3-prong plug that you plug into your outlet, and then the other end of it is this bigger box that you plug your power cord into, and then you can run it with your phone. So if you don't have a huge home automation setup like we do, then you can still like not have to go outside if it's a degree and turn off your Christmas lights or turn on your Christmas lights. You can do it from indoors.
That's pretty cool. All right. Hey, we're pretty much out of time. But Kelly, I'm going to give you a tip. Well, it's for everyone. But I figure this might be handy for you because of the way you end up with all these different devices you're trying to hook together. If you have smart home devices that are Wink compatible, even if you do not have a Wink hub, you can set up a Wink account for free. Just get the app on your iPhone, set up the account, and then you can add your devices that are Wink compatible into your account, and then you put the Wink skill on your Echo, and now you can voice control those devices even though you don't have a Wink hub. I'm doing that with a Canary camera right now.
That sounds cool. Dave, yeah. What do you got?
What do I got? You started this by talking about home automation and Internet of Things, and the two are not related. I mean, the two are related, but the two are not the same thing. We all can easily have a lot of Internet of Things devices without really having any home automation. Mm-hmm. And it's something like HomeKit, except it doesn't work all that well unless you have only HomeKit devices or you're willing to jump through lots of hoops, or Amazon's Echo platform. It is really the way to tie all that together. And it's, you know, with as inexpensive as an Echo Dot is, it's really worth getting one to play with.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I didn't even talk about the stuff that I do that's actually automated, like when the landscape lights come on and how long they're on and how that stuff is tied to when the sun goes down. And like, right. I have a lot of other stuff that does happen that is in fact automation. Most of it's just really boring when you want to talk about Christmas lights instead and having Santa turn them on for you.
Well, now we have stuff we can talk about in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're out of time, so we do need to wrap up. Kelly, thank you for coming back on today.
Of course.
And Dave, thank you for being here too.
This was fun. Thanks for having me.
It was loads of fun. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.